Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Following word, Massachusetts will lose one of its congressional districts based on the new federal census data. Members of the state's congressional delegation are already jockeying to save their seats ahead of the 2012 election. So far, not one has indicated he or she will leave voluntarily. On Beacon Hill, a special legislative committee has been tapped with the task of redrawing the congressional boundary lines, and WBUR's Fred Tice this morning reports on the political wrangling that's likely to ensue.
Massachusetts finds itself in company it doesn't want to be in. At a news conference in Washington, Robert Groves, the director of the U.S. Census Bureau, put Massachusetts on a list of losers.
Those losing states are Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
All will lose congressional districts as a result of population change in the latest U.S. Census. The country's population has grown by 9.7% since 2000. Not so Massachusetts. It's grown by a mere 3.1% over the last 10 years. And so, we lose one of our congressional districts as part of the continuing decline of the Northeast and Midwest in favor of the South and West.
Population shift, and that's part of life.
Congressman Mike Capuano recently told WBUR that to a large extent, Massachusetts is the victim of its weather.
I've oftentimes suggested that we revoke anybody's ability to get an air conditioner. I think that would keep our population in Massachusetts and maybe away from the Southwest.
We spoke to Capuano again right after news broke that the state is losing a member of Congress.
I mean, size matters. Of course it does.
But Capuano says a state's clout in Congress is determined by more than the size of its delegation.
I'm not that worried about it in the sense that, look, this has happened before, and people tend to forget that. At the beginning of the 20th century, we had 16 members in the delegation.
Since then, Capuano points out Massachusetts has managed to produce four speakers of the House.
So clout is a function of who you send to Washington.
So with that in mind, the legislature has to decide whose congressional seat disappears. Now, this is the state that invented gerrymandering. The term is named after Elbridge Gerry, a Massachusetts governor in the early 19th century who came up with a redistricting plan with some convoluted borders. And politics still play a role, as Governor Deval Patrick acknowledged yesterday.
It's a political process, right? So there's some give and take.
Legislators are hoping that maybe there won't have to be too much give and take. Michael Moran, the Democratic state representative who chairs the Massachusetts House Redistricting Committee, predicts that his job will be made easier when a congressman announces he's retiring or running for the Senate against Scott Brown.
My guess is that you're going to see over the next coming months something happen with regard to one of them making a move or announcing something that will certainly help us when we have to look at the reconfiguration of the nine districts.
There's speculation that Barney Frank's district might be wiped off the congressional map if he retires. Frank told WBUR recently that he has been thinking about retiring, but maybe not in just 2 years.
I'm 70 years old. I'm not going to be in Congress 8 years from now. But how many more terms? I don't know. It depends on how you feel. It depends on other things.
If nobody retires, Democratic State Senator Stan Rosenberg, the chairman of the State Senate Redistricting Committee, says legislators could look at other factors.
And among them is the question of seniority and clout of your members of Congress.
That could be good news for Ed Markey, who has the most seniority. But if the legislature uses seniority, then residents of the South Shore, Cape Cod, and the islands could lose their congressional district because their representative, Bill Keating, is about to become the most junior member of the Massachusetts delegation. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.